paranormal 800 number rings in the cemetery glee. Mechanical cowboys do rope tricks down at the penny arcade. The hidden caves are painted with Anasazi tableau. Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire are heading for Mexico, where Maximilian's image is projected on the moon. And all of this transpires in the enormous room. Sleeping in the elephant graveyard plot, lost boys and girls play tug of war for what the other one has got. The light bulb wears a leather jacket, the teacup is lined with fur. The contents of the funhouse all pass by in a blur. It's all one long dead letter written with a raven's plume. There's blood inside the inkwell in the enormous room. Ghost stories and the Bible, people come back from the dead. The wind rattles the windows, the desert starts raining red. The family drive-in is showing the Last Supper in 3D. 100 million without homes, a man said on TV. Nevertheless, what's killing you is what you consume. Starting at the far end of the enormous room. Kenneth Rex Roth is shouting, he wants to be paid, but his words get all drowned out by the mother's parade. There's a hairy loss proclaiming in front of City Hall. His mind is gone, but no one cares if anyone else should fall. One day, he'll sell his beard for gold. Right now, here's a crack of doom. In the meeting out from the enormous sisters live in an empty trunk, skewered and illustrated. Some of them are on chunk. The armies are at the border to stem the human tide. City planners in the Holy Land. Hercules genocide. The shadows of the control towers foreboding. Imposter, he fashioned iron wings. His end was so predestined. For him, the church bell rings. Joan of Arc, dressed in armor, saw him hit the dust. I always knew he'd wind up there, says her voice like rust. While the premature burial takes place on Neptune, she's the only one still homesick for the enormous room. Stage door Johnny and his revolver. He wants your autograph. He'll leave you with stigmata, attempting his last laugh. They'll take him into custody while the reporters set up camp. They'll offer him a contract, his own altar and a lamp. Soon enough, he'll get his wish, his fame will be in bloom. He'll think he bought a ticket out of the enormous room. Mars, see the Roman Empire. Old roads are leading there. While ceiling fans gently sway, a sword hung by a hill. Like some narcotic refrain from old time tune. When Celia Browse with tongues of fire wandered amid the ruins, Oppenheimer became death beneath a great mushroom, lighting up the threshold of the enormous room. Smith and Jehovah are playing musical chairs, expecting the cessation of the music of the spheres. Adios to the large mammals, they couldn't stand the pace of Saturday morning cartoons archived in outer space. The Ice Age or the fire next time will sweep up like a broom. Till then there is no vacancy in the enormous room. Thank you. The cosmopolitan is gloating in a Mississippi nighttime town. The lost body of Dionysius was found floating face down. You can hear the echoes on Beale Street after the ice wagon leaves. Eternity just happens once, then Desdemona agrees. Maybe someday the skies will part and we'll rise up from the tomb. But right now there's no exit from the unknown.